Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cudaberti. Investors can buy groups of stocks based on just about anything. There are funds that contain only technology or food stocks, defensive stocks, home builders, stocks in Japan or Europe. You name it, there's probably a fund for it somewhere. You can even buy a fund that encompasses stock samplings from around the entire globe. Another metric is based on the capitalization for each company in the group. The capitalization is simply the amount of shares the company has multiplied by the price of each individual share. The common grouping is called small cap, mid cap, and large cap. Small caps are valued at between $250 million and $2 billion. Mid cap companies are from $2 billion to $10 billion, and large caps from $10 billion to about $200 billion. There are subsets and outlier groups covering those outside these ranges, but these three are the most common. Generally speaking, small caps are thought of for growth, mid caps for stability and expansion, and large caps are dependable, well-established companies. Or so the thinking goes. Why would an investor care about such things, and why are they divided simply based on size? It is thought by some that when times are hard and money is tight, large cap stocks may be safer than small caps, and indeed even mid caps, due to their sheer size. Large caps got to be large by usually being around for a long time and making a product or service that has garnered such favor as to make the company a behemoth. In other words, it's a well-proven whatever it is, and probably isn't going anywhere, which may mean both up in price or down in price, nor not going away anytime soon. Investors look for safety, whether in times of economic stress or just wishing to invest in the iconic juggernauts of industry, might flock to the large caps for whatever perceived safety that this group might include. On the flip side, small cap companies may not be as well known or as well funded, nor been around for as long as some of the large caps, so the industry sectors might not be as mature. Sure. This means small caps might have more growth potential than the large caps, but also might be at more risk in times of economic downturns because of smaller pocketbooks or not as well proven products or services that the large caps might have. Mid caps fall in between the two, so their advantages are self-explanatory. You could say you get the best of both worlds, or the worst of both worlds, depending on which way the economic wind blows. Since small caps usually do well when times are good, and large caps do better when things get dicey, we can consider the movements of each group and when might be a good time to consider buying one versus another. Interestingly enough, small caps have been in a long funk lately, and I mean an historical erosion that might mean this group could be posed for a breakout. One never knows when it comes to stocks, however, but the persistent downturn in small caps is one of the longest in 40 years. They recently hit a three-year low, and the last 100 weeks or so have been a pronounced stair-step down pattern. This may say something about the economy of the last couple years, and indeed there may be some validity here, but we should also note that nature abhors when things go out of the normal ranges and push the envelope compared to what usually happens, and this current small cap downturn is out of the norm. Although we just don't know how long this current streak of beating down small caps will last, history tells us when they do turn up, they often act like coiled springs, making hay for the astute investor in the process. Simply put, small caps tend to do very well after breaking similar streaks of persistent downturns, and in stocks, sometimes the longer the downturns, the more rewarding are the rallies. It's too soon to tell if small caps are ready to break out of their funk, and indeed, there are many things happening in the economy that might suggest not everything is ready to come up roses anytime soon, but the observant investor might keep an eye on these small, mid, and large cap sectors, especially the small cap sector, which has been beaten to hell in the last two or three years. A popular index for the small cap is called the Russell 2000, and you can track its performance under the symbol RUT. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and that does it for today's edition of Money Matters. Remember, this newscast expresses my opinion only, and is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet its staff members or underwriters. I hold a Bachelor of Arts in Economics with honors, 1979, and California insurance license OL34249, and I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cudaberti.